of starting at 5:30 at the Santa Fe Farmers Market from now until October 6th. Go to SantaFeAlliance.com, Farm to Restaurant Project, connecting local farms, restaurants, and you.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Find us online at SantaFe.com. Keyword, talk.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there and welcome to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty. And I'm back in the KTRC studio this Sunday after a summer of remote broadcasts from some very interesting broker open houses and area businesses. Now, we still have several remote broadcasts of the show that we'll be doing right through the fall, but it's nice to come back and spend some time with my trusty sidekick, my producer, Gino Thompson. Always good to be here with you, Gino. And joining me in a few minutes to offer some perspective on some very interesting homeowner association and condo association issues is my special guest co-host today, Mr. Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. As always, Tom, it's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here too, Ray.
And we, as we always do, invite you to go over to our website to see all the businesses who are supporters of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And remember to tell all of your out-of-town friends, family members, and business associates to join all the fun. And we're having lots of fun here already. I can have smiling faces across the room from me. And you can do that by tuning into All Things Real Estate via the Internet. Simply have your friends, family, and business associates go to SantaFe.com right now. Click on the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. And what is really amazing is that we have a number of loyal listeners all over the country who are now making the show a regular part of their Sunday afternoon routine, for which we are very appreciative. Before we get going with the program and in the category of interesting real estate fun facts, I can report that on this day in 1793, George Washington laid the first cornerstone at the nation's Capitol building. This day in history also brought us three other real estate-related events. First, the opening in 1809 of the Royal Opera House in London, the opening in 1837 of the first Tiffany & Company store in New York, and finally, in what must have created an opportunity, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, for one heck of a homeowner association, in 1932, the uniting of several kingdoms on the Arabian Peninsula, which is what we now call the nation of Saudi Arabia.
We managed that.
You,
yeah.
Oh, that's
I've
great.
Mortgages there.
And then that's Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Well, anyway, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's... with that lead-in, let's actually get into the general theme of today's show by launching into the program by, in fact, introducing formally Mr. Ron Blessy, broker-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, who is, as you now know, also in the studio with us for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook, which I understand Ron will speak to some of the homeowner association and condo association issues that are important to the lender side of the transaction. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I thought that in keeping with the theme of the show today that I would talk a little bit about condo associations, homeowner associations, and how that can affect one's financing if they're getting a mortgage on the property they're buying. So on the condo side, every condominium has to have an operating homeowners association in order for it to meet Fannie Mae criteria. And that condo association is made up of a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. And those folks are either elected or picked, the lucky folks, I should say, they're elected or picked from the group of homeowners that will make up this board. And the board is responsible for following the CCNRs, the conditions, covenants, and restrictions, and making sure that they administer the association appropriately. One of the most important things that a lender is going to want to see is a questionnaire that needs to be filled out by someone on that board that will indicate to the underwriter the makeup of the association, the makeup of the project, and in particular, there are several questions that are asked. One would be number of owner-occupied and second homes in the project as opposed to non-owner-occupied or investment properties, units that are rented. You want to know what the monthly homeowners' dues are, the association's current financial status, and what they have in reserves. If all phases of the project are complete, that's a real important one, because if there are additional phases, then that could knock the project out for Fannie Mae financing. If there's adequate insurance coverage in all the common areas, if there are any on-site rental offices that may indicate that there's a commercial aspect to the project, and does anyone investor own more than 10% of the total number of units? So these are all very important questions that need to be answered, and if they meet the appropriate criteria, then a lender is ready to go ahead and issue financing.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that sellers ought to be real familiar with this. Of course, the buyers are going to see this once they receive the condo information in their title package, but sellers should be particularly in tune with this, because they want to know that when they're selling this unit, if these questions are asked, they can give the appropriate answer. And they should know that they're going to be able to sell the unit and actually have a buyer who can finance it. And buyers should also research the makeup of the project as well, so that they know that they can finance a unit or what kind of financing will ultimately be available. So consulting with a management expert such as Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, that could pay huge dividends for a buyer, because they can really understand what they're buying, what they can do, what they can't do.
Hmm. Well, you've done a great job of framing this issue for our special guest, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, to dive into. Thank you, Ron. And Ron's going to stay on the show here. By the way, Gino, push up that music a little bit, or did you already take it off? It's already gone. I just wanted to comment on whether or not that was appropriate from your standpoint. Gino said you might want to get something a little bit faster paced.
Maybe a cha-cha.
Okay. He's very good at finding those music beds. So now I do indeed want to bring on my guest co-host, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, again, the multi-tenant, highly regarded multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Tom and I and Ron are actually going to be speaking to a variety of real estate issues that correspond to the all-important board of directors of a homeowner and condo association. So, Tom, let's start out the conversation by defining, Ron Blessy did a little bit of this in his commentary, but defining what an HOA board of directors is and how and why they are created. Again, Ron alluded a little bit to that, but you've got the floor.
Okay. Well, like any business, any corporations need a board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
And homeowners associations and condominium associations are almost always nonprofit corporations with a board of directors. The board of directors has most of the responsibility in the community. There's usually a section of the bylaws that defines what that responsibility is, and it talks about the duties and the powers of the board. And those powers are things that they can do but aren't required to do, and the duties are the things that they have a duty to do. Oftentimes, boards want to transfer some of that responsibility to the unit owners, but the documents are typically pretty clear that the board shall have the duty to do certain things, such as budgeting and determining assessments and maintaining the common elements, making or amending rules and regulations, opening bank accounts, all the sorts of things that businesses need to do in order to be in business. One of those that Ron mentioned is the condo questionnaire, which brings up a point, because, Ron, you said that the seller needs to obtain that from the board. And while that's true, there's a whole group of those board responsibilities that they have the authority to, but not the obligation to, transfer to a manager like Westgate. So we normally complete those for you.
Yeah, and again, you've worked with, actually have consulted with, and are very familiar with most of the condominium and homeowner association communities in the greater Santa Fe area. And I guess one of the corollary questions I have is, Tom, through your experience, you would hope that it was a very even kind of administering of those duties, but I suspect that isn't always the case, and it has a lot to do with personalities, the time commitment, and often these are, most of the time, they're volunteer organization positions. So does that become a challenge from a management standpoint?
Does what become a challenge?
But the administration of those duties by a board of directors, you don't always have the same commitment, time and energy, et cetera, from one community to the next.
Right, and some of it has to do with just what the board wants to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
We try to look at our hours on a monthly basis to determine how much time we're spending in a community and whether or not we're making money, frankly. And once we get involved with a community, the board may have one idea in mind of what they want us to do. And as they get more comfortable with our abilities and get a better sense of what our abilities are, they start delegating more and more of those items to us, and the hours start going up and up. And most of our agreements have a little section that says if we use more than a certain number of hours, then we charge more. And then we start talking to boards about the idea of committees and, you know, owner volunteers taking some of those responsibilities. So finding a good balance between what the manager does and what communities do is an important part of what we do.
I'm curious, with all of the communities, HOAs and condo association communities in town, are most of them associated with a management company like Westgate Properties?
Most of the large ones are.
Mm-hmm. And they often started out, or probably always started out, without a management association relationship. And then as responsibilities grew more burdensome on the board members, they decided they needed to bring someone like you in, right?
Well, that's true. One of the more well-known communities that is self-managed, for example, is Quail Run.
Uh-huh.
They have employees that they've hired to manage certain aspects of their community, but the board is very active and involved, and they don't have outside management. But what happens sometimes is a developer will bring in a manager initially.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the developer turns the community over to the unit owners,
right,
that manager ends up staying on.
Which, as Ron Blessy pointed out, with a new development, typically happens when they reach a critical mass on the number of units that have been sold, so that the developer, in fact, can turn it over to the management of those who live there, correct?
Right, and that's one of the main problems around the country right now is any developments that were started in the last few years pretty much stopped in their tracks about a year and a half to 2 years ago. So a lot of those communities are stalled in that, you know, area between that transition period.
Right.
Where there's not enough units sold yet to turn it over to the community, but they're not going to be selling units anytime soon.
Gotcha.
At some point, the time runs out for the developer, and then they have to turn it over.
Right.
They turn over a community that's not been completed yet.
Yeah, which has its own set of problems. Mm-hmm. Gino Thompson, our producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, as well as Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. We're also going to have a special interview with Mike Plant of the Canyon Ridge Development, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800-square-foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with four bedrooms, four baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $825,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. And discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And, cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here? Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch. Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover. That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are in the KTRC studio. We're not doing a remote broadcast, and in the studio with me today is my special guest co-host, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, as well as Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. I now want to bring on a guest, a good friend of mine, the managing partner, co-managing partner, the very unique Canyon Ridge Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico, among other notable titles. Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team, which is in the hunt for a wild card playoff berth as we move closer and closer to the World Series. Hi, Mike. I think you're listening to a game right now. You're right there in the stadium, aren't you?
I am. I walked in at service level, so I get some of the background noise from the crowd. But, yeah, we've got a bunch of zeros on the board right now, but it is coming down the wire. Our magic number 7, and hopefully we can prevail to get back in the dance, as we say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys started out so strong this year, and I guess Philadelphia is such a juggernaut, it's just unbelievable how they've been playing. But we still have our fingers crossed for you, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, Mike, you and your business partner, Steve Ziegler, have experienced quite a few fall seasons at Canyon Ridge. So what would the listeners actually see if they were up there right now?
Well, the great thing about Canyon Ridge, and I know this certainly speaks for Colorado and northern New Mexico and everything along that border, but and we've got about 4,000 of our 6,000 acres are nothing but aspens. And so everyone knows the beauty of those when they turn yellow. And so we've got pretty much our own little golden dome up there, and it's a spectacular sight to see and more spectacular to walk through them and enjoy a lot of hours out there on the ranch.
Yeah, and that golden dome, you use the magic number of 4,000. That actually corresponds to the 4,000 acres of the 6,000 acres of Canyon Ridge that you have put in permanent conservation for the enjoyment of those lucky 81 homeowners that build up there. I always like to underscore this, Mike. You and Steve are pretty extraordinary in that regard because of your commitment to that conservation issue.
Well, thank you, Ray. And again, I think I've said before, and it's very genuine with us, is that our conservation principle and certainly habitat and wildlife priorities, that wasn't an afterthought. It's what really drove everything that we've created out there, and with the help of a lot of experts, took a lot of potentially nice home sites off the table because they were going to be in calving areas or certain migration routes. And so, you know, it's still 4,000 acres, so it's a nice piece of land and a playground for people to use for generations.
Yeah, and I want to remind the listeners that for anyone that is lucky enough to own a lot up there at Canyon Ridge, they can enjoy fishing, hiking, mountain biking, and actually equestrian interests. And Mike and I, for everyone's benefit, had a little back and forth this week. A year from now, the International Mountain Bicycling Association has decided to bring their global summit to Santa Fe. And Mike, as a former Olympic athlete, has got some buddies who helped put some fundamental mountain biking trails up there. And so we're actually going to talk to the organization, see if we can shoot off some people and have them bring their bikes up, because these are world-class mountain bikers, and actually go up to Canyon Ridge. Does that work for you, Mike?
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it does. You know, there's great elevation from 7,400 up to 10,600 feet, and just hundreds of years probably worth of trails that certainly the elk have helped to create through the last 100 years, and it's a great place to certainly ride a bike, ride a horse, even get out and walk for hours.
Well, I've got these two gentlemen in the studio here with me today. You've met one of them, Tom Simon, who was at the March event that we had with Westgate Properties, and Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. Both of them, Mike, have signed up to come on up with me and some brokers, if we can find that date, to bring you into town and do an ATV tour. And actually, we open that up to the public as well. Anybody that's interested can get a hold of me. So I guess it really comes down to whether or not and you've got some mixed feelings on this, if the Braves continue down the road, which we all want, that's going to complicate you getting out here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I always say that, look, I love to be out there on the 1st of October when the elk hunting season opens up, but if I'm not, there's a really good reason. And so I do have a lot of mixed feelings, but I've got to keep my priorities straight, too.
Absolutely. Well, this is Mike Plant. Again, if you want some more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to our website, discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. And if you're interested in taking a tour of Canyon Ridge with me and Tom Simon and Ron Blessy and Mr. Plant, then give me a call at 505-989-8900, and we can try to work something out before the snow falls. Good luck to the Braves today, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, Ray. Good talking to you guys.
Speak to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. All right, so both of you guys want to go up?
Yes. And then I'm bringing my mountain bike.
Are you a mountain biker?
Yeah.
Did you know about this global summit that's
coming?
No,
I didn't. That's fascinating.
Well, Mike, as a former Olympic athlete, had a guy by the name of Weems. That probably means something to you. Paul Weems? Dave Weems, who is apparently like the Messiah of mountain bikers. And he actually went up to Canyon Ridge and designed the mountain biking trail. So, I mean, it's like the guy, the god of mountain biking, to design the trail. Hmm. So it'll probably be very rigorous for you, Mr. Blessing.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Anyway, let's go back to our topic here of the day. Tom Simon of Westgate Properties framed at the beginning of the show. We've got a couple of minutes here, Tom, before we have to take a break, and then we got a long segment after the next break. Started to frame the issue of HOA and Condo Association Board of Directors. Did you have any other sort of factoids about that you wanted to share with the listeners?
Sure. If we have a few minutes, I thought I'd start the story and then finish it.
We've got about a minute and a half before we take a break.
Well, there's a community that I manage that has a that wants to borrow some money. And their bylaws say that they can do that, but they need approval of the unit owners. So this story talks a little bit about where the board responsibility stops and the unit owner responsibility starts.
Okay. That sounds like a good story, and mm-hmm. I thought you were starting out there was like a joke. There was a duck who walked into a bar the way you framed that, so I didn't know where you were.
Well, there is a minion involved.
Okay, then I'll tell you what. Gina, let's take a break here early so that Mr. Simon can get into this without me interrupting him, okay? So let's take a break here on all things real estate. Again, stay tuned. We've got Tom Stein of Westgate Properties as well as Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage here in the studio with me and Mr. Gino Thompson, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800-square-foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with four bedrooms, four baths,
high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $825,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are at the KTRC studio. We're not doing a remote broadcast. We will next week, and I'll tease you about that later on. Today we're actually dissecting all sorts of issues associated with HOA and condo board of director, condo association board of director related matters with my special in-studio co-host guest, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, and also my good friend from Home Buyers Mortgage, Ron Blessy. Before we go back into the show, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call Kathy Roberts, who is the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. Mr. Simon was starting to frame for us a story about a homeowner association. We laughed about it off air a little bit, like it was a joke going into the bar and all that. But more seriously, why don't you start from the beginning on this, Tom, because we want to get the value of what this story left with you as a management company.
Sure. Well, there are some things that boards can do on their own without input from the association as a whole, and there are some things that require them to go to the association for approval. And loans is one of those. Under $20,000 in this particular community, the board can make the decision themselves. Over $20,000, they need to go to the community association to get approval. So reviewing the bylaws, they said that the board needs a majority of a quorum by mail ballot, by mail-in ballot, for approval of a loan. And I looked at this idea of a quorum, which I was saying earlier, this story involves a minyan, which is, I'm referring to the minyan in a synagogue, where it requires 10 adults
right
to do certain things in the synagogue. Without the 10 adults, you can't do them. An adult is anybody over 13. And
wow.
Yeah, because that's when, you know, Jews get bar mitzvahed and become a man.
I see. So they have gained majority at that point from a cultural standpoint, a religious standpoint.
Yes, and a lot of things in the law come ultimately or originally from the Old Testament, and I suspect this is one of them. Haven't researched it, but I'm pretty sure this is one of them where a quorum is required to do anything, you know, important at any meeting. But this referred to a mail ballot, and which isn't a meeting. So the first problem with the bylaws is, why are you talking about quorums when you're mailing ballots out to the community?
Good point.
And so for that, I went to the law office of Schuer, Yost, and Patterson and talked to John Patterson.
Excellent attorney.
He gave me, he looked at that passage and he said, well, yes, that's very interesting, but the real problem is that you can't do this with a mail ballot. A mail-in ballot.
A mail-in ballot.
Right.
Not a male-female.
Yes, I understand. Right.
You're sure, Ray.
Yeah, I do. Well, you've said male a couple of times, and I just wanted to clarify for the listeners. Okay,
all right.
Where's he going with this?
So, yes, it's a M-A-I-L. And you can't do it with a mail ballot because that's only reserved for the election of officers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time you can use a mail M-A-I-L ballot is to elect actually boards of directors.
Mm.
Everything else requires a meeting. So then we go and look at the meeting section of the bylaws, or rather the modification of the bylaws, because the only way to get a loan is to modify the bylaws.
Right.
Well, the modification of the bylaws requires a MAIL ballot also of 75% of the unit owners. So the upshot of it is this association can't obtain a loan without first modifying their bylaws.
And just to interject or ask a question here, when you're talking about a mail-in ballot, there typically is a time frame associated with then that going out, people responding and sending it back.
Yes, usually.
I mean, you don't have it open-ended, but otherwise we know how people are. They'll never send it in unless you give them a deadline.
Right. And in this case, it doesn't work anyway because the only time you can use a ballot by mail is for the election of the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
So this seemingly fairly simple process became much more involved, and now we're bringing in the lawyers and needing to do bylaws modifications.
And all they want to do is take a loan.
All they want to do is get a loan.
Yeah. So what was the outcome? You're leaving us hanging there.
The outcome is that we're instead of 50% of a minion,
yes,
we now need 75% of all unit owners in order to get a loan because they first have to modify the bylaws.
Wow. Not an easy task, I'm assuming. I mean,
no.
Yeah.
It touches, the reason I bring it up is because the board can do most things in a community.
Mm-hmm.
They have most of the responsibility and the authority to manage the community and to hire the manager to do most of those things. About 80% of the things that the board's required to do, they can turn over to the manager. But every now and then you come across these issues that affect someone's sort of fundamental rights in the community,
uh-huh.
which any modification of the bylaws, any modification of the declarations require the unit owners to get involved.
Uh-huh.
And the election of those board members to begin with requires the unit owners to be involved.
A couple of weeks ago we did a remote broadcast and Mr. Blessing and I were talking about something on his conversation about the mortgage handbook for the week. And it involved chattel, which is also a biblical term. So
mm-hmm.
we basically are, in these last couple of weeks of all things real estate, going back to the Bible to pull up these very important but very dated and still very relevant real estate-related issues and terminology. Ron, with that as an opening, that was intended to be an opening for you to come back into this conversation. I wanted to ask you, it goes back to something previously, dealing with a management company as a mortgage broker, are you finding, and you alluded to it, that it's important for people to work with a company like Westgate Properties, but for you as a mortgage broker, I assume it also is an easier process when you're going through a homeowner or a condo association issue to deal with a professional manager than perhaps with a board of directors. Nothing wrong with the board of directors, but you're dealing with a professional to a professional. Isn't that the case?
Yes, it is, because management companies are really in tune with those bylaws and all the stipulations, all the do's and don'ts. And oftentimes the board, unless it's a well-seasoned board like in the case of Quail Run, sometimes the board members or that one that's entrusted with filling the questionnaire out may not be completely versed in what the bylaws say. And sometimes then there's a disconnect between the appraiser and the condo questionnaire, and if the two don't match, then we have all kinds of trouble. So dealing with a professional like Westgate is, I think, really makes the whole situation a lot easier for me.
And
yeah.
Also, Ron, the board changes every
yes.
year, just correct.
Yeah. Right. That's right. So you may have somebody new coming in who, once again, doesn't fully know all of the ins and outs of the bylaws,
yeah.
and that can be a problem for us.
Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, going back to a couple of other issues that I know you wanted to talk about, the actual duties, and both you and Ron, have talked about the duties of the various board members, the president, vice president, treasurer, secretary. And you make a good point, too. When someone new comes in, maybe you've had a veteran who's been in one of these positions for many years, that new person has got a real steep learning curve so that they're meeting their obligation. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about those responsibilities, if you would.
Well, the best place to go to find out what the responsibilities are for your particular association is bylaws again. And, you know, I've mentioned bylaws and I mentioned declarations. And just generally speaking, the declarations deal with the real estate itself, the definition of the unit, the boundaries, what's common, what's individual units, and things like that. The bylaws deal more with the operation of the community. So the functions of the various board members is an operational question, which you usually find in the bylaws. And, you know, I have an example of bylaws right here in front of me, and it defines what the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. I think this might fall into the category of common sense. The president runs the meetings. The president, I like to think of as the delegator. A lot of people are reluctant to get on the board because they, much less become president, because they're afraid they're going to do all the work. Mm-hmm. And while that's often the case, what I think the president really needs to do is be the one that to say at a meeting, you know, okay, this needs to be done. Who can, you know, Ron, I'd like you to do this. Can you do this, Ron? Mm-hmm. And Ron's, you know, the vice president, or Ron's the treasurer. And the president really needs to delegate those responsibilities to other members of the board, or find a committee member to do it. In one case, I had a secretary who absolutely didn't want to take minutes. And that's the main function of a secretary. So I suggested that that secretary go find a member of the community that wants to take minutes, mm-hmm. and just have them come to the board meeting. They don't need to be on the board. They just need to come and take the minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's how we solved that problem.
Interesting. A task that, it's surprising to me that someone would want to do that, but thank goodness that there was someone in the community that volunteered to step up and do that. Which, by the way, the secretary is a position; it's not a descriptive thing. They do take minutes, but the secretaries also have other responsibilities, don't they?
Well, they have a responsibility as a board member, an equal responsibility to carry out the obligations of the board as they're defined in the bylaws.
Mm-hmm. Something you've sort of already rhetorically answered, and that is the necessity of a board after a Westgate Properties manager like Tom Simon actually becomes employed by the association. I think the short answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be dispensed with, but your job is to alleviate some of the burden that these volunteer board members actually have been taking care of for a long time.
Right. I've been asked when in the interview process, once we hire you, we don't need to have a board anymore, do we? And as I mentioned earlier in the program, like any corporation, there needs to be a board of directors to oversee. They have the overall responsibility for the operations, and they hire Westgate in order to do all of the day-to-day operational work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage and for Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, we talked in the green room before the show about some interesting stories associated with the board of directors of different communities here in town. And we won't specifically talk about anyone in particular, but there are some challenging issues that occur. Again, it's personalities. I've been to board meetings or association meetings where there's a number of strong-willed people who believe in a certain position, and that's the beauty of democracy, and so you have to live with that. But what happens, Tom, and Ron, you've probably experienced this too, what happens if you have a very weak board and you have a very strong membership? I'm sure that's happened, and the board may maybe have the power, but they may be timid to use their power to keep the members of the association in line. What do you do?
Well, things end up not being run very well in that situation. The manager really needs a board to take a stand sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have a board of directors that's a strong board, I feel my job is so much easier. The boards that want to push everything to the community for them to make the decision, let's bring that to the annual meeting, let's bring this to the annual meeting, even though it's the bylaws say that it's the board's obligation to make these decisions. It says the board shall do these things, whatever they may be, whether it's determining the, for a major example of that is the budget, the board's responsibility to determine the budget,
right,
and to maintain the common elements. So if something needs to be fixed, the board's responsibility is to raise the money to do that. That's their obligation. And they're in a best position to know what needs to be done and to know what the prices are and so forth. So it would be unfair, really, to bring that to the community. Most of the time, the community members don't want an increase in dues.
Right.
That's the reason why it's structured the way it is, so that the board members make those decisions, not the association.
Tom, I know you need to fly. You've got an engagement. You've got about a minute here before we have to take a break. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about this very important issue?
Part of what helps boards become stronger is good training. And one of the things that Westgate does is assist boards in that area, try to educate them about what their responsibilities are. A lot of them don't know to look at their bylaws to find their own job description or the job description of the manager. So use your bylaws. That's the Bible, so to speak. We were talking about the Bible earlier. This is the Bible for the community. Is the bylaws and the declarations. That's where you go to find out what to do and what not to do. And I'm heading off to go have lunch with some family members. My future daughter-in-law is in town, and my wife and my future daughter-in-law, Sarah, have been scouting out venues for a wedding in Santa Fe next year.
Wow. Wow. That's, congratulations on it, and good luck in the future scouting. I can also say that Tom Simon and Westgate Properties is the management company that is overseeing the community I live in, Costa Estate San Juan, and they do a fine job. Tom Simon, thanks so much for being on the show today. Ron Blessing, you're going to stay with me, I think, for the last segment. Appreciate it very much. So, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. Today we have been, doing a little roundtable here in the studio. I have Ron Blessy staying with me here for the last segment of the show, and with the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Today I have my colleague from Sotheby's International Realty, the well-regarded broker, Gary Bobalski, and Gary is actually sitting out at One Camino de Colores, which is in Las Campanas, a fabulous house that I have been in before. Gary, how are you today?
Doing great, Ray. How about you?
Doing okay, and I know you had a successful event out there a few weeks ago, and you actually put one of the units under contract, so congratulations on that. But let's tell the listeners, it's well-deserved. Let's tell the listeners about this terrific opportunity, okay? Go ahead.
Okay, Ray. Well, I'm here in Las Campanas, and it's a beautiful day here. As you know, we've got two signature Jack Nicklaus golf courses, and there's plenty of golfers out here today. And what I'm in, we're in a section of Las Campanas called Las Melodias. And what we're offering, Ray, is something that really hasn't been offered before, and people still can't really believe the value. But we've got beautiful semi-custom homes available in Las Campanas, starting at $399,000. So what that means is, you know, young professionals, retired people, people that thought that they couldn't afford Las Campanas can now really live the dream. And I believe Las Campanas is probably the nicest place in the state. It's, you know, for people that have been out here, it's just a great way to live.
Yeah.
And people seem really happy here because it's just very nice. It's gated, it's secure. So that's where I am. And we've got some great lots and houses that are right on the 14th hole of Sunset Course, overlooking the golf course and the pond in your backyard, and you have great views, sunrise and sunset views all over the place.
Yeah, and I think the real showstopper with this is the price point. And I want to let Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage, who's here in the studio with me, Gary, he's reading about this right now, and we actually talked to you once before about this extraordinary deal. Ron, this is pretty amazing, buying a property in Las Campanas at that price point. Don't you agree?
It would be an absolute understatement to say that this is one of the best buys in town. There's no doubt about it. It's absolutely beautiful. The picture here on this flyer, it just, Gary, this is an amazing opportunity.
And I think Go ahead, Gary.
No, it really is. I mean, that's just one example. And, you know, the nice thing about it, you get a brand-new home from Michael Civage Builders, very reputable. They do several hundred homes a year between, you know, Texas and New Mexico. But, you know, you get to pick your house. You get to pick your flooring if you want wood flooring, travertine. You know, you pick your type of granite. So it's really customized. But we take all the headache out of, we do get all the permitting. We do everything for you. You can pick everything out in a day. 5 months later, you get a brand new house and you're happy.
Yeah.
Landscape, lot included, everything.
And right there next to the golf course, it's pretty attractive. Gary, how long are you going to be out there today?
I'm going to be here from 1 to 4 today.
1 to 4.
And I got plenty of signs, and I'd love to see anybody else that wants to come out here. And there's some other open houses out here in Las Campanas, so you can check those out too. And plus, that would give you a good comparison to see the value that we have here.
Right. Well, this particular property, again, One Camino de Colores, is three bedrooms, two full baths. It's about 2,000 square feet. Is that correct?
The one for $399 is 2,000 square feet, but it's, you know, really high ceilings, air conditioned, you know, they all have alarm systems, just really nice stuff throughout.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, listen, good luck this afternoon. You're going to be there from 1 to 4, that's correct, right?
And that is correct.
And if anybody actually wants to get a hold of you and they can't make it out today, what's the best way of reaching you?
Yeah, they can just call me. I'd be happy to meet them out here. I'm showing some people tomorrow. My number is 470-0927.
Okay.
I'd be happy to meet you out here.
That's Gary Bobalski, my associate broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty. Good luck with your open house today. Thanks a lot for being on All Things Real Estate, Gary.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, talk to you soon. Gino Thompson, I want to shift gears a bit and tell you that, and everybody else, that recently I had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Santa Fe's one and only Stevens and Consignment Gallery, regarding the gallery and how it can aid people who unfortunately find that they need to move from this beautiful community. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. Hi, Stephen. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, Ray. It's great to be here with you again.
you know, we don't want people to leave Santa Fe. We want people to come here. But mm-hmm. there are those occasions when people do need to leave our beautiful city and go somewhere else. I suspect that the gallery, Stevens and Consignment Gallery, is a destination that folks find is a very useful place mm-hmm. if, in fact, they discover they have to leave town.
Absolutely. I mean, that's my biz. You know, people yep. come into Santa Fe with sometimes more than they can handle. We help them.
Right.
People leave Santa Fe, and they decide, for whatever reason, whether it's a change of region, a change of lifestyle, downsizing,
uh-huh.
many, many different reasons, some of which are very personal, that they decide that, you know, it's time to let this particular piece go. And I don't know how many times people have come in and said, you know, this piece has been in my life for X number of years, and it just feels right. It's the time to let somebody else enjoy it, and we want you to help us to do that.
Yeah,
it's a privilege when people, you know, they really vest their trust in us to handle their possessions. And for most people, their possessions are a very personal item that really means something to them.
Sure.
So we really try to honor that and respect that when we are handling it. And to the point where if the piece is not something that I feel that we have a market for, I refer them to somebody else who I think does have a market. So that when people leave Stevens, if they're asking us to help them, we're hoping that we have provided them with some answers.
Sure.
That they're not having to drop off one or two items and then take 10 items back with them.
Right.
We want them to be able to leave and feel very comfortable with who they're working with. And I work with a group of other shops in town that I really feel are honorable and work well with my customers.
Yeah, I suspect there's a lot of reciprocity, people who, within
Absolutely.
The trade here,
mm-hmm.
it's small enough, you need to sort of be good business people and refer people back and forth on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, I think we all have been, most of the shops have been around a while, long enough that they know they can't be everything to everybody.
Right.
And that each one of us has our own little focus. For example, there's another shop in town that just does not, they handle a lot of decorative art. They don't handle a lot of antiques. And they know that that's not their niche.
Uh-huh.
They know that that's our niche. I mean, we're really probably one of the last true antique furniture and accessory venues left in Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
So if someone's looking for something that is unusual, something that they can use as a focal point or as an accent in whatever they're doing, or if they're leaving town and I hear this a lot, my parents gave this to me, I've enjoyed it, and now it's time for somebody else to enjoy it. And it's an antique, and they want somebody to handle who has a knowledge base to do that.
Sure.
Well,
wear it. As always, excellent counsel coming from Stephen Etrie, the co-owner of Stevens and Consignment Gallery. Won't you stop by his gallery at 2701 Cerrillos Road today or any day and check out all the different things they have to offer. And if you want to bring your own products by for them to market, Stephen would be happy to talk to you about it. Again, Stephen Etrie, thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate. I'll talk to you soon.
It's great fun. Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm back here live in the studio with Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. Ron, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds of the show before I close it out.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Well, I'd just like to say that I've been enjoying a huge upsurge in my business as a result of historically low rates. And I mean rates are just absolutely the lowest we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But invariably, people are a little bit hesitant about getting into that deal because they may have a question about a certain aspect of what they're going to buy, how they're going to buy it, how they're going to finance it. So I would encourage the listeners out there to call me at 505-986-9080 or to email me at ron@ronblessey.com. I'd be happy to answer their questions. It's a great time to buy.
It is a great time to buy, and Mr. Blessy is one of the best mortgage brokers in the business, very knowledgeable. And I really do enjoy working with you on all things real estate. We've
got
a lot of fun together, don't we?
Right back at you.
Yeah. So, Ron, thank you very much for being on the show. And I also want to thank Tom Simon of Westgate Properties for being my guest co-host today. Again, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, you always bring some very colorful commentary to the program.
I try.
I wish we could do this for 2 hours, don't you?
I do.
Well, and thanks to all my other guest commentators today, Stephen Etrie, Michael Plant of Canyon Ridge up there. He's actually shepherding the Atlanta Braves in their playoff berth hopes. So Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners a fine program today. Thank you for tuning into the program. Please join me a week from today at a remote broadcast being aired from the Quail Run community, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.